It's been a long time since we've been here. It took a very long hiatus. You don't know what hiatus is?
Hyenas?
Hiatus is a break. We took a break for a while, but now we're back. Looks like we have a very special guest. Julian, who do we have?
Simon Mangal.
Simon, welcome to the podcast.
Simon Mangal.
I like to talk in microphones and I like dinosaurs, so I'm excited.
Oh, so you've got two things going for you, microphones and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So this podcast is literally perfect for you.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys want to talk about any specific dinosaurs today? What do you got, Simon?
Well, then here, guys. Spinosaurus was a hunter with a big bony sail on its back. It lived in an area that is now northern Africa. This large, scary predator was first discovered in 1912. While scientists know that it ate fish, they don't know how it hunted. Some scientists think it could dive and swim, while others think it may have hunted along the edges of the water.
Whoa. I'm seeing the picture of that thing with the big fin on his back, like that big sail on his back. He probably looked like a shark when he was coming toward you.
Just scary. Very, very scary.
Very scary. All right, what do you got, Julian?
Odontosaurus. These animals were the ancestors of the giant dinosaur that were to dominate life on land for the next 140 million years.
So the first dinosaurs that came around, that evolved, they were around for 140 million years. That's an incredibly long period of time. I can't even fathom it.
Imagine you living that long.
You would if you were a vampire.
Unless you see the sun.
This is true. Do you think there were vampires? Do you think there's possible there were vampires during the time of dinosaurs?
No.
Do you think it's possible there was a vampire dinosaur?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, so that's a maybe. We got a yes and a maybe. I'm going to vote maybe as well.
No, you should do me, Daddy.
Okay, so I'm voting for your side?
Yeah.
Okay, Simon, I'm sorry. There were vampire dinosaurs.
You guys know the Tyrannosaurus Rex were vampire dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah. Correct.
Think so? This is your podcast. You can be correct.
I don't think you're correct. I do not.
Simon does not agree with you. They were not vampire dinosaurs. We'll have to have this debate later. What else can we...
Oh, there's blood in this picture. Oh, the humanity.
That's a very accurate drawing of a dinosaur eating another dinosaur.
Ankylosaurus.
Ooh, wait. Was this the one you were liking?
Mm-hmm.
Ankylosaurus? Why'd you like the Ankylosaurus?
Because it had a giant club on its tail.
Some actually don't have clubs. Some have, like, a long tail, and they can just smack on the ground.
But most of them have got some sort of weapon at the end of their tail.
Yeah.
Either a club or some spikes.
No, the spikes are an armor.
Oh, okay. So Ankylosaurus, Simon, if it played a sport, what sport would it play?
Soccer.
It would box.
soccer.
It's true. It probably could box. What, using its, like, club tail in a fight?
It just knocks somebody out.
And soccer, too.
It would pop the ball.
It could just swing it with its club.
I don't think it would pop.
No, it won't.
It just depends on how strong of a ball you're talking about. It's possible that back then dinosaur soccer balls were, like, really tough. Maybe they just hit boulders. That's some, like, Fred Flintstone stuff right there, playing soccer with rocks.
And then you just kick it, and then you're like, ow!
Simon, what else you got?
It says here that a megalosaurus, I have no idea what that is, but
it's like a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, and it's ugly. It was a meat eater. It ran on two back legs, fast mover. It looked exactly like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was just bigger. And when the first leg bone was found, people thought it came from a giant human. It was about 150 years later when they realized it came from a giant lizard and gave it the name Megalosaurus, or Great Lizard.
Hello there. I'm Victor the Velociraptor. And if you're anything like me, oral hygiene as a predator can be quite the hassle. It seems like today, prey can smell us predators coming from a mile away. Well, thank goodness there's a solution, and that solution is Dino Rinse. Dino Rinse is an oral antiseptic that's gonna clean all of that rotted flesh, skin, and dirt out of your mouth, leaving you fresh, clean, and natural. Prey won't hear you, see you, or smell you coming now. Take control with Dino Rinse.
Oh, let's do a versus, like a dinosaur fight. Okay, so we'll do a discussion. I'm gonna pick two dinosaurs. I'm gonna give one to Simon.
Wait, no.
One to Julian.
Wait, no. We do all fights, so we all pick some dinosaurs from the books we have.
All right, you pick a dinosaur, and you pick a dinosaur.
And you pick a dinosaur.
Oh, I'm involved as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already know what I'm gonna pick.
All right, I got mine. All right, Simon, who you got?
The Megalosaurus.
All right, so Simon's picking the Megalosaurus. It's pretty serious. It's like a gigantic T-Rex. I'm picking the Diplodocus.
What is that?
Diplodocus was like one of those big, gigantic, long neck, long tail, like plant eaters.
I can't find the dinosaur. It's Velociraptor.
Okay, so we've got...
Megalosaurus.
I got Diplodocus.
Velociraptor!
All right, so why do you think you're going to win, Simon?
Well, this thing is very big.
And it's a carnivore.
Yeah,
strong.
Its length is 30 feet. It weighed 2,200 pounds. And it has a lot of sharp claws and teeth. And I think it could kill almost anything.
Ooh, okay. That's a pretty good argument. All right, Dre, give us your argument for why you think you're...
I know something that it couldn't kill.
What?
Like what? A mosasaur.
It's
a Mosasaurus. It's giant sea creatures.
Here's some facts of Diplodocus and why I think Diplodocus would potentially win. He was the longest land animal ever on Earth, even bigger than whales. He had a huge tail that was half his body that weighed tons that he could swing around. And then they think that he could use his long tail as a whip to fight off attackers. So I think Diplodocus would use its tail.
Or its head to go like.
All right. So who do we think? Who do you think has the best argument?
Julian hasn't done his yet.
Yeah, he hasn't done yours yet. What is yours? Why do you think yours would win?
I got Velociraptor.
All right.
Okay, let me read it. This hunter used its claws and teeth to attack prey. And also, Velociraptor had long arms with hooked claws for reaching a large turkey. I thought it was probably more fierce.
All right, so the Velociraptor's got some good things going for it because it's pretty fast. They're not that big, so there's a good chance that...
But they're fast and strong.
So they're fast, but yours is bigger and stronger, but they're faster.
But weaker.
Mine's the biggest, but he's also a plant eater, but he's got that big tail. So this is what I think. I think mine could defend himself with his big tail. But if either of y'all got more than one or two dinosaurs on your side to gang up on me, I'd probably lose. Yours, if it was one-on-one, there's a good chance yours is going to win because he's the biggest.
If it was me and Simon, I would probably win.
Why do you think so?
Because I'm, when he like tries to get me, I can just dodge very quickly with my little fast legs and I could just jump on Simon's dinosaur back and then just eat his face off.
All right, what do you think, Simon? How would you bet? How are you going to beat the Velociraptor?
I would just crush him with my foot and then I would bite his head off.
Oh my goodness. What are you going to do about that, Julian? Just bit your head off. How are you going to fight without a head?
He's not.
All right, so I'm going to say in the one-on-one fight, Simon wins. And then on gang fights, possibly... The Velociraptor wins, but in terms of defending itself, overall, I'm going to go with me, the Diplodocus, with his gigantic tail. It's too bad we don't have another judge like Mom coming in here. I mean, could be the impartial judge and decide. The listeners will have to make a decision as to who they think is the greatest of the three.
It's not either of them.
Simon thinks.
He's dead.
All right, how about this, Simon? You play soccer a lot, right?
Yeah.
You like play soccer? Okay. Mm-hmm. If you could put together a soccer team made up of dinosaurs, what dinosaurs would play in the soccer team?
I know one.
I think you would probably
a bunch of velociraptors.
You think a whole bunch of fast velociraptors? What is it because they have like those fast feet with the claws?
Mm-hmm. What about the cheerleaders and stuff?
Yeah, who's the cheerleader?
And the like refs.
Who would be the, yeah, what would be the dinosaur ref in a soccer game?
The ref would be a stegosaurus.
Oh, you think so? Right, I can see that.
The cheerleader would probably be Triceratops, I think.
Are you a predator with a big bite? Well, come test your teeth at Rex's Steakhouse, home of the 230-pound Stegosaurus. Eat it in one bite, and it's free. See if you have what it takes to be the chomp champion at Rex's Steakhouse. Rex's Steakhouse is not responsible for any bodily harm or injury that may result from attempting to eat the Stegosaurus, located at 45 and Vern, past targets.
What, do y'all ever heard of genetics?
Genetic.
Where they take DNA and try and potentially recreate an animal?
Yeah.
You know, like in Jurassic Park where they bring the dinosaurs back? Mm-hmm. Do you think if they could, they should bring a dinosaur back?
If it was a plant eater, but if it was a carnivore, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got a no.
What about Oviraptor?
Is that a plant eater or a meat eater?
It eats animal eggs.
It only eats animal eggs?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Simon? Is eating animal eggs okay if we bring back a dinosaur?
I guess, as long as it wouldn't eat humans.
As long as it's not a meat eater that would eat humans, you're okay with it bringing back any dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just look for it. Let's see what it ate.
Okay, the diet was plants, small animals, and shellfish.
Shellfish?
Yeah. So it just eats little animals.
You okay with this one?
Yes.
Okay. So the ones you just definitely want to stay away from are like T-Rex, any of like the really big, hungry meat eaters.
And not eat like the Velociraptor because it's probably as tall as me.
I don't know. Okay, let's make another fight team.
Why are y'all talking like this?
I don't know. Jinx.
Well, look, I know you don't want to bring the Velociraptors back, but if you did, remember you could put together a pretty good soccer team.
True.
Okay, everybody close your eyes and flip to a random page in your book, and that's the next fight. So close your eyes.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Okay.
Okay, I got mine.
All right, I got mine. Okay. What's yours?
I got Geonicus. Its diet was other dinosaurs, and it's oversized the human size.
It's got some pretty big claws.
And it's ugly.
It is ugly.
It looks like a turkey, sort of.
All right, what you got, Simon?
I have no idea what this is.
Pachycephalosaurus.
Whoa, that's a long word.
The one that can headbutt.
Because it has those spikes on it?
No.
It's got that big, like, it looks like he's wearing a helmet.
The bump. What did you get?
I got Stegosaurus.
I'm gonna beat you all. I'm gonna beat you all.
I don't know, man. Stegosaurus has got, not only does it have plates along its back and armor, it's got a spiked tail. Plus, the Stegosaurus that I picked in the book, he's also got ninja swords and a machete.
That's not true. Jinx.
All right,
unjinx you, Simon.
Simon, what's your argument? Why do you think yours is going to win?
Well, I think it could headbutt. Yeah, it could hurt one of those if it was able to get close to on the Stegosaurus, there's a few places where it doesn't have armor, and if it could get close to that, it could really hurt it because it could knock it with its head, or it has claws, so it could scratch it.
So you're talking about scratching and headbutting. I think, look, he could scratch. He's got the claws, and also with the head armor.
Claws were just, like, tearing off trees, like tree branches.
You're saying he still couldn't use them in defense? I don't think so.
I think
he could use them. The headbutting is also kind of like a ram. It could do some damage.
Well, he could break off the Stegosaurus's back and then kill him.
And that was Simon, our special guest for today, who unfortunately had to leave early because he got picked up by his mom.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you for being on my podcast.
And now comes the part of the show where you can ask your own question that Julian can answer on a future episode. If you have a question, just call 504-356-2161. That's 504-356-2161. Just leave your name, tell us where you're from, and ask your question, and hopefully you'll get answered in one of our future episodes. We actually have a few folks who've called in from last week, and we're going to play two of them right now and see what Julian's reaction is to their questions.
Hi, Julian. I have a dinosaur question. My name is Johnny, and I've always wondered, is the Tyrannosaurus Rex truly the meanest, baddest dinosaur that existed? Or is he just getting a bad rap? If you could let me know, I would really appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
My answer is a T-Rex is an apex predator. Apex means, like, nothing else is afraid of it. T-Rex had strong bite force. It was a killing machine, but it probably didn't run around trying to kill everything it saw. Thank you for your question.
Hi, Julian. My name is Dr. Jeff Rouse, and I am a friend of your dad's. You might recognize me if you see me. But I have a big dinosaur question, and here it is. So I went to a crazy party recently, thrown by a very, very rich person. And he brought his dinosaur to the party, and I don't know what kind of dinosaur it is. And I really want to know what kind of dinosaur a rich person brings to a party. So I have sent a picture of the dinosaur to your daddy, and I'd love to know if you can identify it or tell me something about this kind of dinosaur. Thank you. Thank you for your podcast. Bye-bye.
I think it is a Camptosaurus. I think it might be a mold of the original fossil. The original is in a Japanese museum. A Camptosaurus is a plant-eating dinosaur with a beak. The name means flexible lizard. Thank you for your question, Dr. Rouse. Bye-bye. If you like to see the photo that Dr. Rouse is referring to, visit learndinofacts.com and visit my blog post about it.
Thanks once again for tuning in to Dinosaur Facts with Julian. If you're not already a subscriber, please be a subscriber on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify and leave us a review. Tell the world how much you learned and how much more you want to learn about dinosaurs. If you have a question, once again, that number is 504-356-2161. We'll see you on the next episode.